Today's program has been brought to you by Consider Bardwell Farm, the first cheese-making co-op in Vermont. For more information, visit www.considerbardwellfarm.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Carolyn from Grow NYC's Green Markets. Where are we heading today?
Hey, Erin. Today we're going to check out our Sunnyside Market in Queens. Every Saturday from June through December, our farmers set up there on a shady tree-lined avenue near Lulu Doty Park. And I recently learned that Queens is the most diverse urban area in the world, which is awesome. And our Sunnyside Market certainly reflects this. Over the years, it has developed into a thriving part of the community that draws an ethnically diverse mix of young folks, families, and elderly residents from the surrounding neighborhood.
Awesome. Well, what farmers or producers should we be looking for at the market?
Yeah, Sunnyside is the kind of market where you can pretty much get all of your shopping done for the week, so I would definitely suggest bringing a cart or a basket or a ton of reusable bags. Highlights include specialty Mexican produce and herbs from several of our farmers, multi-ethnic artisan breads and tortillas from Hot Bread Kitchen, and some fresh fish from American Seafood. I always love getting tips from the folks at Rising Sun Farm on how to cook their grass-fed beef, while shoppers always love Cheryl Rogowski's certified naturally grown veggies and Goodale Farms milk and dairy. And then, of course, this time of year, Breezy Hill and Toygo Orchards have stands that are just filled with tons of different apple varieties.
Nice. And I'm assuming as one of the most diverse community in the country, there's probably a ton of other great stuff to check out when we're in the area. What would you recommend?
Definitely. Well, actually, this Saturday, if you've never been to the Sunnyside Market before, or if you're a regular, this Saturday, September 28th, would be the perfect time to visit, because we're partnering with Queens County Market to put on a fall harvest celebration. So Queens County Market's mission is to connect Queens communities with local food businesses and to champion and strengthen the local food industry in Queens. And they do this by organizing pop-up markets around the borough that feature a rotating group of local and diverse culinary entrepreneurs. So this Saturday at the Sunnyside Market, your favorite farmers will be joined by Buenos Angies. They'll have some Argentinian cookies, bittersweet NYC with samosas and some sweet confections, native coffee roasters with fair trade coffee roasted in Astoria, and ice and vice with some really unique flavors of ice cream and sorbet. So there'll be live music, a pumpkin patch, and a bunch of fun family-friendly activities. So we're getting pretty creative with our space here, which is really exciting, and we're doing it in a way that will really build community by connecting the market to the neighborhood and to other people that are doing interesting stuff with food, and of course, continuing to further our mission of supporting local farmers.
Awesome. Well, I know that you also have a ton of other great events coming up, so maybe you can give us a couple of the highlights.
Yeah, definitely. This Saturday as well at Union Square, there will be a book signing with Liz Newmark. She's the author of Sylvia's Table. Also, next Wednesday, October 2nd, is National Kale Day. So we'll be celebrating with the authors of 50 Shades of Kale, Jen Isserlo and Dr. Jooms Ramsey at Union Square. And then chefs from the New York City School of Food will be serving kale salad at the Astoria Market, at our Barclays Market, at Bartell Pritchard Square in Brooklyn, and at our Tribeca Market. And then in the evening, on that same day, on Wednesday, October 2nd, we'll be hosting an educated eater panel. We'll be discussing regional farming in a changing climate, and that's at the Woolman Hall at the New School. So you can visit grownyc.org/greenmarket/events to get all the details about those.
Awesome. Thanks so much for taking some time out to give us such a great update.
Yeah, no problem, Erin. Have a great week.
You too. So for folks who want to get a recap of that rundown, you can find out more about what's happening at the Green Markets by visiting www.grownyc.org/ourmarket. There you'll get all the info on cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, and more. Also, feel free to follow them on your favorite social media stream, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, whatever floats your boat. There's lots of great pics and news there as well. So, of course, you'll want to mark your calendar next Thursday for another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update. Hang tight. Up next, we have Everything's on the Table.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.